We are on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Omed Aleph. So the Gemara asks, so Maishna Ktana the Ochla Betrume, or Maishna Charshes the Loi Ochla Betrume. Why is it that a Ktana that's Ktushin the Rabbon on its Trume, and why is it that a Charshes does not eat Trume? And how do we know this? This Nan, we learned a Mishnah in Gittin, Heyed Rabbi Yechanan ben Gudgoda la Charshes sheisiyo ibiyo sheyoytze beget. But even though her father married her bekatnusa, and she's an Eishes Ishtiraise, and she became Agdoilo, sheyoytze beget. She can go out with a get because she don't need das, even though she's a lav bastas, but you don't need das. Al ktano bas Yisrael sheniseis lekoyin shecheles betrume. In the second edus he said that a ktano bas Yisrael eats trume. And it would seem he was speaking about a charshes, and all of a sudden he jumped to a ktano v'lecharshes loy ochlo. Now, before we learn the sugya, I would like to mention a ha'or I had that on these both halachas, is lamaisa aktane eats trume. Acharshes, the Gemara is asking, why doesn't Acharshes eat trume? We had in Perik Beishamai, there the Gemara differentiated between the kinyan of aktano and the kinyan of Acharshes. Aktane is knuya ve'ene knuya, sofik knuya, sofik ene knuya. And Acharshes is Knuya Mishieres. So the way the Gemara explained the Kinyan of Aktane and of Acharshes, so personally I don't understand how both can eat Trume. If Aktane is a Sofik Knuya, maybe she's not a Knuya in Gansen, so how can she eat Trume? In that Kasha, Baruch Hashem, I found, the Keren Eire asks the Kasha, and that Sugya, how can she eat Trume? She's a Sofik Knuya. And then Acharshes also, the Gemara is going to be Mefalpul, why Acharshes cannot eat Trume, and Lechoire, if she's a Knuya or Mishiyere, so that means there's a Shir in the Kinyan, So there's a chelik that is not knuya, it's mishiyeres, whatever it is. So lachayre, so there's a chelik, so she's a shtikul zara. She, whatever there is, the kinyan makes her, she's koni to a koyin, so that gives her a koyach to eat trume. But if there's a shir in the kinyan, so whatever is missing of the kinyan, so that should be ma'akiva to eat trume, because there's not a complete kinyan to a koyim. Perhaps we could say, and I really don't understand the oimek advarim, but perhaps the sugya in Cheresh and the sugya by Shammai is speaking about in yonei ishus. That means that they're speaking about the Eishes Hameis, was she the Eishes Hameis, was she not the Eishes Hameis, is she a Tzora to the Charshes, not a Tzora to the Charshes. They're speaking about Dinei Ishus, and in Dinei Ishus, somehow, the Gemara knew that the Kinyan of Aktana is a Knuye, Veine Knuye, the Ishus is Knuye, Veine Knuye, The issues of Acharshes is Knuya Mishuyeres. That what an Isha an Eishes Koyin eats Trume, we learned this out from Kinyan Kaspoy. And from Kinyan Kaspoy, we also learn out that an Eveknani eats Trume, a Behemi eats Trume. Perhaps in Kinyan Kaspoy, there is no Chesorin. He says, we only had a Gemara which is speaking about in Yonei Ishus. That in the Ishus, is she a Tzor of the Charshes? She's not a Tzor of the Charshes, so she become Nessa from the, from the Bi of the Charshis, Asafik Knuyeh, that was also in Ishus Dikin Yonim, so for some reason Chazal knew how to draw the line, this is Safik Knuyeh, this is Knuyeh Mishieres, but could be, perhaps L'Gabi Trume, which is totally in the gather of Kinyin Kaspoy, these Chilukim do not affect at all the Loch of Achilles Trume. Al Kolpone, the Argemore asks it for a Shaila. Why is it that way that a Ktana does eat Trume, and why is it that a Charshis does not eat Trume? Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Maishno Ktana the Ochlo betrume imisiyoso imolekoin, Umaishno Charshis, if the father would have married her off, so she's minatayre anayishes koyim. Shein isuah gemurim de loyochlo kedisnan alma loyochlo. Now, where do we see this? From the edus of Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgodo, alacharshes sheisiya aviya bekatnusa sheyitze beget vafilu mishe tagdil. That she's yaitze beget, vafilu mishetagdol, even she becomes a gdoilo ve'ein ovio mekabel gito, that the father cannot be mekabel to get anymore. When she's a gdoilo mekabel osayhi, so she could be mekabel to get v'yaitze. Va'afel gav dikidusheo gemurim ave, v'geirusheo b'loida, and the geirish is b'loida, she's a charshis, ave gita. Vishisha Yoitza Lirutzaina Vishalilutzaina Gerishin is not totally in Rotzen and Das. Ba Alktano Bas Yisrael, Yesoima Nises Alpiimo, Sheikh Elis Betrume. Af Alpisha Ain Nisueho Nisuim Gemurim, Ochlo Betrume de Rabonan, Kadokimno, Kachokimno Beisharab. So the Gemore asks a Shaiwe, Biluchashis layochlo, bidishovke lacharshis the kaosigbo. Rabbi Yochanan was speaking about a charshis, v'osi v'noket ktano, v'loiktoni v'ala charshis, sheniseis me'atzmo sheichelas betrumen. So that's the shaila. What is the difference between a charshis and a ktano? So we'll have a very difficult gemara now. So the Gemara answers, Gzeira Shema Yachel Cheresh Becharshis. So the Ivra of the Gemara is, if a Charshis that married a Pikeyach would be permitted to eat Trume, and it seems that the Gemara understood it should be that way, that a Charshis that married a Pikeyach should eat Trume, but then people will say, who are din a charshis that married a cheresh should also eat trume. And we'll see, my gosh, l'chayra, but we'll see that's going to make problems. If a cheresh can be machal betrume, then we're going to get involved in problems. If a pikeach is being machal the truma charshis, we don't have any problems. But Chazal were afraid if a Charshis will be able to eat trume, so who had a charshis shenises lepikeich will be able to eat trume, so who had then a charshis shenises lecharish will eat trume, and that's no good. Why? We'll see soon. But that's the teretz. Frek the Gemara, now the Gemara's going to start demands an explanation. The leichel, why can a charshis that's marrying a cheresh eat trume? Now, lechayre, according to us, the Gemara could have asked, the leichel, she eat trume, it's also kedushin darabona. So just like a charshis that's married to a cheresh, a charshis married to pikeich eats trume out nesuin darabona, so a charshis that's married to a cheresh should also eat trume. But the Gemara doesn't ask this. The Gemara all of a sudden jumps and says, V'leichel, why can a charshes that's married to a cheresh eat trume? Cotton oichel nevela, so the Gemara jumps with another, a new svore, that a charshes should be able to eat trume. Cotton oichel nevela, so what's wrong if a charshes is eating trume? Cotton oichel nevela is ein bezen mitzuvin lavrishe. That's the Gemara's kasha. So what's wrong with a charshes that's married to a cheresh? Why can a charshes that's married to a cheresh eat trume als the din of cotton oichel nevela? So again, we have to understand why did the Gemara all of a sudden jump to cotton oichel nevela? But perhaps we'll come back to this as we finish the sugya. But before we go further, I would like to mention a shtikel ha'ore. We had mentioned yesterday a moira de kepri megodim and simen shin chafei that differentiated between a cheresh and a cotton. And the pri megodim said as follows. When he speaks about chilul Shabbos, so he says a cotton is not mitzuvin Shabbos. A cheresh is mitzuvin isurim, but he's a lav bar deyer. And therefore, the Primogodim says that if a person will be machshil a cheresh, is oivem in a teire lifnei iver leisitein michshol. As I said, the Primogodim, I'm very dike Primogodim. So I don't understand how the Gemara had a right to compare cotton oichel nevelis and besne mitzuvin lafrish to cheresh oichel nevelis. By a cotton, if you're marshal a cotton, the primogodim says there's no different either. It's not a michshel. It's not mitzuvah. A cheresh is a michshel. So, loira bossi. Aber al koponim, these are only ha'oris, and let's get back to the, swing of the Gemara. We're up to a Gemara now. The Gemara had asked Akasha as follows. Just let's repeat what the Gemara asked. The Gemara asked as follows. The halacha is that a ktana bas Yisrael that married a kohen, that's a godel. The halacha is she's permitted to eat truma. The rabbonon. She's permitted to eat truma the rabbonon. And the lomdus is because since she's an Eishes ish midarabonon, she's permitted to eat truma midarabonon. So the Gemara asked, so why is the halacha that achashes bas Yisrael that married a kohen also kedushin derabonon? Why can't she eat truma? That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answered that if achashes that marries a pikeach kohen will be able to eat truma, so a charshes that marries a kohen that's a cheresh will also eat trumah. Which this teretz we don't understand. Gesundheit, let her also eat trumah. It's also kedushin derabon. But the Gemara doesn't ask the kasha of kedushin derabon. The Gemara asks a different kasha. V'leichel. Cotton oichel nevela. So this is cotton oichel nevela. Why can a charshes that married a cheresh, why can she eat trumah? What's wrong with it? So the Gemara says, you have to understand one thing. If you're gonna, this will have a chain reaction. What is the chain reaction? If you'll tell me, a charshes that married a kohen pikeach can eat trumah, nothing wrong will happen from this. And you're right, she should eat trumah. But the minute we say a charshes that married a kohen pikeach can eat trume, we will also say that a charshes that married a cheresh a kohen will also eat trume, which is also right. There's nothing wrong with that. So a cheresh kohen will be machel a bas Yisrael, which is also nothing wrong if the bas Yisrael is a charshes. But then we're going to go a step further. Now, if we know already, this is a chain reaction. If a cheresh could be machal a charshes, so then we'll say a cheresh can be machal a pikachas also. Gzeire shemayachal cheresh be pikachas. That means if you'll tell me that acheresh, since it's ishus derabonon, ki bimachal acharshes, so then we'll say acheresh ki bimachal apikachas. So the Gemara asks, good, v'cheresh bimachas nami leichel betrume. What's so wrong? All the things you're saying, that if a charshes will eat when she marries a pikeach, so a charshes that will marry a cheresh will also eat truma. So what? Let her eat truma. So the Gemara says, if a cheresh will be machal a charshes, will be machal a pikeachas also. In fact, the Gemara writes, so what? Let him be machal. What's wrong over here? You made a whole build-up. What's wrong? So the Gemara says, if a cheresh will be mach v'cheresh bepikachas nami leichol betrume derabonan. So the Gemara says no. Dilme osi laoichlo betrume deraise. That means if she's going to eat trume derabonan, she might come to eat trume deraise. So memela, so it's like this. If the wife is a charshes, so let her eat trume deraise. A ktana that marries a koyin, a fellow who give her truma d'iraisa. So it's also not kefela. Let him give her truma d'iraisa. But it's also katan oichel nevelis and bezna mitzulun lafrishay. So that means like this. We say that they should eat truma d'rabonah. And that's mamash oiskalton. Tishas d'rabonah, latin eat truma d'rabonah. But there is something that we should be afraid of. By eating truma derabonon, they might come to eat truma derais, which is something to think about. So the Gemara says, so it matters who's eating. If a charshes is eating, there's no problem. If a ktana is eating, there's no problem. But if a pikachas is eating, we have a tremendous problem, because she's eating truma, that's echir misabidei shamayim. So in order to prevent a pikachas from eating tume, we have to say that a cheresh can be machal a pikachas. And in order to ensure that this will remain, we have to say a cheresh can be machal a chalshes. Because if a cheresh will be machal, people won't differentiate. And in order to ensure a cheresh won't be machal, so we have to say a chalshes, shanises, the pikach also can eat tume. So that's the teretz of the kasha. So now everything is taken care of. Now, all the parts of the puzzle fit in place. Now let us see Rashi. Zeyre sheme yachol cheresh becharshus. Vahai lav shinuye ma'alyu. Now this is not a good teretz. What the Gemara answered to begin with. Mali pikeyach becharshus. Mali cheresh becharshus. Shneyom einam nisuyim. Both of them are not nisuyim in our Torah. V'imzumu teres. Now, if a charshes lepikeach is muter, amzumu teres. So a charshes becheres should also be muter. Shreitzat hefesh shalem einay elam mishum delavnei onshininu. V'ave kikot noichol nevelis. Elakula mishum gzeira shemid. Everything boils down to a gzeire shema yachol cheresh bepikachas hu de ikar lechiyev mise. Kedemrinim b'maskone demilse. That's the maskone. That's what the Gemara meant to say all along. Lochi noket bereishe shema yachol cheresh bechalshes. V'loi noket shema yachol cheresh bepikachas. Why did the Gemara have to go bahadroge? If a pikeach will be machal a cheresh, so maybe a cheresh will be machal a charshes, and maybe a cheresh will be machal a pikachas. Why do you have to make this whole chain of gzeres? Say poshet, if a pikeach will be machal a charshes, so a cheresh will be machal a pikachas. So then we avoided this middle gzeres. Lahochi noket bereishe shemeyachol cheresh becharshes, v'loi noket shemeyachol cheresh bepikachas, mishum de cheresh bepikachas loy michlef bepikeach becharshes. People will know to differentiate if the husband is a pikeach or the husband is a cheresh. People will know. Avol charshes eishes cheresh michlef becharshes eishes pikeach. But this people will not know to differentiate. If a charshes can eat truma from a pikeach, so a charshes will be able to eat truma from a cheresh. דמיכלב חרש בל פיקחס בחרש בל חרשס. אבל קטנה לגודל לקה למגזר, משם גדולה לקוטן. Now, let's make the, if a קטנה ומוטת הגודל, so maybe, תריץ תרומה, לקה למגזר משם גדולה לקוטן, ואין לקוטן ניסוי. A קוטן מכלל can get married, so there's no problem. ולכל אפילו חרש בפיקחס, בתרומה דרבונה, נאיסלו ניסוי מדרבונה. So the Gemara says that, no, they were afraid she might come to eat Truma Dereis. Zog the Gemara weiter. Umayshno Ktano de Islo Ksube. Umayshno Charshes de Leslo Ksube. Now another kasha. The Gemara is trying to explain the differences we find in Kedushe Ktane and Kedushe Charshes. Kedushe Ktano gets a ksube, Kedushe Charshes does not get a ksube. So the Gemara says, the imkein mimni v'loi nosfilo. People will not want to marry a Charshes. They're sacrificing enough by marrying her without having to give a ksube. We have to give them an incentive to marry a Charshes. The Gemara said before, the reason the Chazal were Mesakin Kedushin of a Charshes, Shalayina Gubo Minik Hefker, that they wanted that she should have a husband and she should be a Shmura. So that's why the Mesakin Nisun by a Charshes. So, but you have to give people an incentive to marry her. So if you're telling him he doesn't have to give a Ksube, no. So now it's something to think about. So that's why they were not misakin a ksube by a charshes. So now the Gemara is going to explain, you asked, the kasha was based on two facts. Fact number one, that a ktana does have a ksube, and fact number two, that a charshes does not have a ksube. So the Gemara says, how do you know all these facts? So the Gemara says as follows. O ktana minolan de islo ksube, how do you know a ktana has a ksube, this nan, hamema enes, Vahashniye va'ailanis einlem ksube. Amemeenes does not get a, that's a ktana that was memayim. She doesn't have a ksube. So Rashi says, meenes less lo ksube, da bal kolchoi nafke. She goes out bal kolchoi. Lochere could be, we'd be mamtik. The whole ksube is shlei teikala be'einov leitzia. So the ksube is a deterrent that he should give her a get, but if she's going out by herself, so there's something, no reason for a ksube. Vashniye, a woman is a shniye, and elva midarabonon, va'ailanis, zemekartois, enlem ksube. Avu yoitze beget, but a ktana, that's a yoitze beget, uktana yesh lo ksube. Now the word uktana I can't figure out, yoitze beget is speaking about a ktana. But al kaponim a ktana that's a yaitze beget lemaise gets a ksube. So we see that a ktana has a ksube. V'charshes minolon de less lo ksube. How do you know a charshes does not have a ksube? The sanya. Cheresh v'shoite shenosu pikreis. A cheresh v'shoite shenosu pikreis. Af al pi shenispakach a cheresh v'nishtape ha-shoite ein lohem aleihem klum. That means all the obligations that they were machayev themselves before the nisuin is nothing. Even though the wives are pikreis, but they're a cheresh v'shoite. So even though later they became nispaka hacheresh, nishtapa hashoite, so that doesn't mean anything. So that means, but the chiyuv ksube is chal b'shas de nisuin. B'shas de nisuin does not chal a chiyuv by a cheresh and shoite. Rotzu lekaimo, what is after they became nishtape, they want to be mekayim them. And I think it means now they make a nuishus. Is yeshlam ksube. Now they need a ksube. Al koponim, but a cheresh is not mechuyib in the ksubim. Upikeyach shenoso charshis. Now, let's speak about a charshis. That's what our shaila was. Oishoite is azoi. Afilu kosov lo meya mone ksuboso kayemes. Even he made a very expensive ksube, so the ksube, if he's a pikeach, so he's a bar chiyuv, he could be mechayv himself a mona, his money, so the ksube is kayemes, b'mnei sherotze lozik b'nechos, he wanted to be mechayv himself. Now listen, if he wants to b'chol ha-kovid, so he, whatever he's mechayv himself, he's mechayv. Time at the rotze. He wanted to be mechayv himself. Holoi rotze. Ein lo. So there's no automatic ksuba. Like this, a ksuba is an automatic chiv. It's a chiv bezdin to give a ksuba. Here it says, a cheresh, that a pikeach shenosa charshis, there's no chiv unless they befeish from a chayv themselves. So we see a charshis doesn't have a ksuba. The imkain. Now the Gemara says again, what's the reason? Mimli v'lei nosfilo. That if there'll be a chiyuv ksuba, so no one will want to marry a charshis. Now Taisa says over here, dimke mimli v'lei nosfilo, v'im ishim shalaita kala ba'ina v'lei tziyo. Aye, what's gonna be? Lechoshu chachomim lekach. So, finish. Listen, we can't be misak in the world. If you want someone to marry a charshis, so you have to take into consideration, this could only come about if you'll give them an incentive, they don't have to give a ksubit. It won't be an ideal marriage, to kalabain of leitzia. No. So, you have to weigh what is more choshev, and that's what you have to be misak in. So what does it say over here? It says over here, that Chazal wanted that a charshis people should marry her. And the only way people will marry her, if they have an incentive, they don't have to give a ksuba. So fine. So they made this takon. Frek de gemore, ihochi pikachas lecharish lesakin lo ksuba. Dim came nim nivloi mitzvah. So let's go to the first halach. If a cheresh married a pikachas, he also doesn't have to give a ksuba. Now, if you're telling me that this whole inyan of ksuba is an inyan of incentive, now Chazal wanted that a woman should marry a cheresh, that he should shlo yibot from ipiri v'rivye, so let's be misakin that he does give a ksuba, so people want to marry him. So the Gemara says, don't worry about it. Yoiser mesha ish roitze lisa isha roitze lehinosei. That means a woman, don't worry about it. A woman doesn't need incentives to want to get married. A fellow with adek sube, she'll be masking to get married because, her isha roitze lehinosei. So therefore, so Chazal were mamidit me'ikeradin, he's a la bardas, he doesn't know where a ksuba. Masha enkein, acharshis. Over there, we have to give the man an incentive to marry acharshis. It's not, he doesn't have such a big rotzen to get married. So for him, the incentive is that he doesn't have to give her a ksuba. That will give him incentive to marry a charshis. Let us see Rashi. Umayshna, lekamen boi tavai minolo, de islo v'holeslo, that a ktana has a ksuba, a charshis does not have a ksuba. So the Gemara answers, mimni v'loi dosvilo, avu b'ktana loi mimni, the osye lechlal deye. Katane, you don't have to make incentives. Katnis is a mumoiver. So memele, so people will marry a katane without an incentive. Memeenis les loksube, do bal kol choy nafke. Shniye, midivrei soifrim, אין לו קסובה, דרבונן קנצוע כדי אומר ביש מוטויס. איילניס תזנה בקסובה, משום דמקח טויסו. אבו יויצה בגט, מדיוק דמאס ניסן. It says, אמא מאנס, does not have. So, with seem, מדיוק דמאס ניסן, דקטוני מאנס, שמינה מינו טיימה, משום דבל כל חוי נפקה. הו היציאו, איסלו, אלמה יש קסובה לקטנה, ויגיב זה רגל. אין להן עליהם כלום. If a חרש was מחייב himself, and the lady became a פיקח, ואין להם דס, ואין תנוי הוריש אין תנאי. All the obligations, he was מחייב himself, it doesn't mean anything. ואף אגב דתיקון רבונו ניסויין לחרש, I tekino la rabon en ksube mine, but you don't need a ksube, kidem forish la kamon. Yaisa mi mashi shreitzel isa, isha reitzel inos. He said, there's no problem. You don't have to give a woman an incentive. And me mele. So betzim, so they weren't, there's nothing what to worry about, so they weren't mechayiv him a ksube. If shereitza lozik benachos, avafo pishloi tikna lochachom in ksuba, arayu kosov lo. Hayu boreitza lahapsi vlis nisik benachos, he wants to know ikayim. Ho loi rotza, but what if he doesn't want to lay kosov lo, ain lo mitakonos chachom. Im kei, de boi le meisav lo ksuba, var min mi vloi nosvi lo. You have to give a ksube, in kain, the boy le meis lo ksube, the mimna viloi nos filo. So the Gemara said that there's a difference. There's a difference. Yeah. Yeah. Zogt. Let's see the Gemara further. Zog the Gemara weiter, Ahu cheresh nahave bishvuvusei derav Malkiyoy. There was a cheresh that lived in the neighborhood of Rav Malkiyoy. Now let's just explain a little bit what happened. This cheresh was having difficulties in finding a shidduch. So Rav Malkiyoy, we'll see in Taisvis, either he was an apotropis on this cheresh, or he was, we'll see, Stamazefela, without being an apotropis, is, he went and, he needs a shidduch. So he went and put an ad that this cheresh, whoever marries him, is insured of a ksuba of 400 zuz. Ah, that did wonders. Because of law, ahu cherish tava b'shvuvusei derav malkiyoy, ansevei itse because of law arba meyezuzim in the chosav. And he wrote arba meyezuzim in the chosav, that's me the ksuda. Omar Rove, and Rove was in the spoil from the iluyis of Rav Malkiyoy. Man chochim ki Rav Malkiyoy. Ah, who is as smart as Rav Malkiyoy? The Gavra Rabbu, he's a Gavra Rabbi. He has breiter places. He knows what to do when you're in a difficult situation. Ksova, he held like this. Ilu rotzo shivcho l'shamshay. What would be if this cheresh would want to have a shivcho l'shamshay? So wouldn't you invest 400 zuz to purchase a shivcha? It's worth it. He needs a shivcha l'shamsha. Is kolshkein hocha diketante? You have a wife, and you have an ishad albi mishamashim also. So Mamela, it was a very good idea, a very good investment, and that was the chochma of Rav Malki. Now, let us see Taisvitz. Man chochim lemevet hochi. So Taisvis has a chayshem mishpatik problem over here. Now, how do we get a hold of the nechosim of the cheresh? Now Taisvis says as follows. דווקא במטלטלי תנם בנזוקים חרש רוימז ונרמז. That means if a חרש is masking to sell his metaltalim, so we rely on his remise. אבל במקרקי לא, but if a חרש is masking to sell his karka, he can't sell it. We won't be moitzi the karka idei remizoisot. So now Satoshi's Amir the Kekashi. So the Cheresh, I feel like he was masking to Rav Malki. It's nothing. He's a Cheresh. Uma she shibud b'ksube mikarki. Satoshi says two terutzim. Terutz number one, mishum shoho yoloi apetropis. He was the apetropis on his karki. So an apetropis has certain rights to Balabateve in the Nechosim of the person he's an apotropis of. So als apotropis, he felt this is a good investment for a shivchi, you'd invest 400 zuz, about to give his for a wife. That's teretz number one. But teretz number one is an akimte. The gam, Taisvi says, zochin lo odom shaloi befonav. Right? You don't have to go with Teire, with the Kimtas and Apotropis. We have a klal, zochin lo odom shaloi befonav. Is dach sechmir, this Taisviz is a stire to the Ktsois in Simen Reishmem Gimel Sifkot and Ches. And I'd like to elaborate a little what the Ktsois says and what dach sechmir Taisviz is a stire. The Ktzais brings down a Trumas Hadeshen. Let us just say, Bekitzer, there are a few problems in this Trumas Hadeshen, but let's just say, Bekitzer, what the Trumas Hadeshen says. Trumas Hadeshen brings down, there was a Shaila as follows. There was a Mishosis that was working for a woman, and they made a dough. Now, it would be preferable if the woman would have been mafresh challah. The woman went out, and now the mishosis felt if you won't be mafresh challah now, there'll be problems. The ktsais mutchitzich, what's the problem? You have to bake it now, fine. So the ktsais says, so what's the problem? You bake and then be mafresh challah. Okay, but that's a zaitike problem. There was a problem. The Trumas Hadeshen had a problem that we have to be mafresh challah now. If you have to be mafresh challah now, so the shayla is, but the woman isn't around. It's her isa. So, can the mishosis be mafresh challah? Who made her shliach? It's not her isa. The isa belongs to her balabos. So the Trumas Hadeshen said, Zochen l'odom shloi befonov, it's a schus. You have to be mafresh, it's a schus to be mafresh challah now. It's a schus. So mamela, she could be mafresh afilu beloy yidiyos. This is a Trumas Hadeshen. This is a remor in Hilchus Challah. And the Ktsoi says, he knows he's fighting with big guns, but he would wish to disagree with them. And the Ktsoi says as follows. He brings a Rashbe and a Taisvis in the Dorim, that the parsha of Schie is Zochin Le'odom. That means if I want to be Zeiche something for a person, I want to pick up a mitzvah, I want to be Zeiche for him, I want to be Zeiche Achoy for him, whatever it is, there's a din Zochin Le'odom. But here, I'm not Zeiche Le'odom, I'm Zeiche Me'odom. That means I'm taking the Isa, and I'm being mafresh to give to a koyim. But this is a schus. Is there such a din of zochin meyodom? So the ktsois brings a rajbin, a toisvis, and a dorim, that is no such din. He brings a raya from those of you over there. Is dach sechmir from this toisvis, we see not like the ktsois. Because toisvis asked the kash here, they were mishabed nichsei acheresh. So they're taking away from the, but it's a schus. Well, he got a wife. Aber lochere hier tzach in meyada. Let us go further. Omar Rabchia Barashi Omar Shmu. Eishes cheresh ein chayovin oleho oshem toru. That if a person is mizane with a wife of a cheder, she's not chayv on oshem toli. So let's see what Rashi says. Ein chayovna le oshem toli, the name is sofik eishes ishi, sofik hoya boy das, sofik ein boy. So the Gemara understood now that when you speak about a cheresh, one can never be sure what the cheresh, what the matzah of the cheresh was b'shas the kedusha. We said arayet mekadeshesli. It could be, or there'd be a svara to say maybe then he was a bardas. So maybe she's an eishes ish min ha-teira. Maybe he wasn't a bardas, so she's not an eishes ish min ha-teira. So it's a sofik kores. So a sofik kores, you bring an oshem toli. So Shmuel said, no, ein chayov na lo oshem toli, the name is sofik eishes ishi, sofik hoya boy da, sofik ein boy, vabo le bo oshem, devade ein lo ishem kinyi minatayo. So the Shmuel said, the zichano kinyi minatayo. So the Gemara, Leime Messiah, I'll bring you a raya. And often the Mishnah in Mesechtes Tumas, Chamisha lo yitoimu, and it's more than a Messiah, it's like a kash, it's an often the Mishnah, like, you're telling me that a cheresh is a lav bardas, he's not even a sofik bardas, it's an often the Mishnah. Chamisha lo yitoimu, now the Mishnah starts elaborating. If a person is toirem yenem from yenem's tfuir, or a goy went and he was toirem tfuir of a yid, ein trumos ei trume. So the trum is not a trume. So what is pshat? So al kaponim, we will see in Rashi the reason of all these five cases. But al kaponim, we see it's an often a Mishnah that it says at the trum of a cheresh is ein trumos ei trume. It's nothing. You don't have to be chayish. I maybe b'shas afrosh. He was a bardas. So see, there's no such thing. A cheresh is not about that. So memele, so what, so the Gemara means to say, so what's the chiddush of Shmuel? So the Gemara says, no. Who the Omar ki Rabbi Lozo? Shmuel holds God like Rabbi Lozo. The sign ye Rabbi Yitzhak oime mishum Rabbi Lozo, trumas cheresh loisei tzeler chulen. Mipnei shehu sofik. Rabbi Lozo said, Trumas cheresh is not chulen, is the loisei tzeler chulen, it's sofik trumen. So memela he grad holds like Rabbi Lozo, that it is a sofik. Could be is a bandas. Tzermo says he's sfirik Rabbi Lozo, oshem toli nami lechak. So what did he say then? If he holds like Rabbi Lozo, so then take, so every cheresh that makes kedushin, and someone's mezana with his wife should bring an oshem toli. So the Gemara says it's a sofik, but by oshem toli there's a haloche boinon chatiche mishtei chatiches. By an oshem toli we learn out from a posik that there has to be two chatiches in front of him. It has to be ikba isure. That means when there's a sofik, if he was over the aveira, it's not a sofik that he do an aveira. There's a chefse shal aveira b'teiris vada in front of him, and the sofik is, was he over the aveira? You need two chatiches. So memele, so we'll see, so for example, we'll see Rashi brings down. If a person had in front of him a chaticha shal chayil and a chaticha shal shumen. And so the mele, and he ate one of these two chatichas, so it's ikba isure, that means he was pegeya a iso, that's ikba isure, that means it could very well be he was pegeya in the chayla. So then the halacha is that, that is chayv an oshem toli. But over here, there's not vada yisr in front of him. It's a sofik. Was he a Bardas then? Was he not a Bardas? So is the Sofik, is she an Eishishi? She's not an Eishishi. There's no Vade Eishishi in front of him. So therefore, since it's not Ikba Yisure, so Mamele, that's Pshat in Shmuel. That's why you don't bring an Oshim Tolim. Frek the Gemore, Umiboi Rabolozo Chaticha, Mishtei Chatiches, Rabolozo holds you need a Chaticha, Mishtei Chatiches, in order to be Chayv an Oshim Toli, Vosanye Rabolozo Ema, Koi Chayovanal Chelboi Oshim Toli. Rabolozo holds a Koi is a Sofik Chaye, Sofik Beheme. If it's a Chaye, so Chelboi is Mutter, it's a Beheme, Chelboi is also. If a person ate the chelav of a koi, so he brings an oshem toli. So you see, klo rabbeloza holds you don't need chaticha achas mishtei chatichas. So the Gemara answers, Shmuel sova ke rabbeloza bechode, or poligalei bechode. That means he holds like rabbeloza that a cheresh is a sofik bardas, but he holds in order to bring an oshem toli, you have to have chaticha achas mishtei chatichas. Let us see Rashi. Hatoyrem she'enei shaloi v'loi tzivo balabayis. The balabos didn't tell him. Tishliches nafkelom mi'atem gamatem l'rabbei shluchachem ilkach ma'atem l'daitchem av shluchachem l'daitchem. V'oivet kechov m'shetor m'shal Yisrael afilo b'shus baylem eino trume. The beina, even though I made him a shliach, ma'ata b'nei bris, av shluchachem b'nei bris, aktoni mi acheresh ein trumos ei trume, umoteres lezo. But it's not trume, v'isofiku, if it be a sofik balbas, trume, v'yachze v'yitru mi boile. So the Gemara says, shehud omer kerabaloza, claimim all loy tisai, v'gabi trume sviru loy lishmul kerabaloza. The Sofik, he also like Rabbeloza, there is a Sofik. Gabi Ishtay, Afa Gab the Sofik, Einei Ba'oshem Toli. The Gabi Oshem Toli, Ksiv Achas, Mikol Mitzvahs Hashem. The Kirinim Mitzvahs, the Mashmer, Chode Mitalti. There's two in one of two. Sheish Heta, the Isolophon, going Ishtay, Veshis Ish Imoy. Bebayis, v'sova ein sham ele ishta, yubo ala achas, uloboike nimtsu shtei, lo yoda al eiza ibo, v'chein chela v'shumen, lefona. V'sova shteim shumen, v'ochal achas men, lo seif neidlo ishe achas chela, lo yoda eiza ocho. V'yoda, maisi chatos nekeva. If you would know, you'd bring a chatos nekeva, and then a chatos is v'choldu afilu bas danka, could be very cheap. Abu Lahashta the Loyoda may be Oshom Zocha because of Shkolim. The Remobin Zerai from this that a Sofik Avera is more Choma than a Vade Avera, because it seems a Sofik Avera person doesn't make too much of an Asik out of it, so that Guf is a Chelik of the Choma. Abu Lahashta Sofik Toli Bechticha Acha Sofik Isa Sofik Ato Le Maisi Oshom Toli. Koi Chayom Nochel Boy Oshom Toli. Vohoche Kola Sofik Toli Bo. So the Gemara says that the Gemara says that the Sova lo kabalosa bechode that a cheresh is a sofik bardas or polegle bechode. He holds gabi dechiv oshem toli yaniv chaticha achas mishtei chaticha.